unconscious offenses.
Yeah. So when we commit offenses, are unconscious offenses also counted within them? Usually it is like two things are there. The process of bhakti itself is a process of becoming increasingly conscious of things. That's why when we remember, we hear about the offenses regularly, we remember them, then we are conscious of them and we are meant to avoid them more. But we should know that Krishna is not a fault-finding God. See, the principle of offenses is not just to catch us doing wrong and to punish us for doing wrong. The principle of offenses is, the purpose of talking about offenses is that we develop a proper reverential disposition towards the things which are actually worth reverence. So the underlying principle of all offenses is that we see materially that which is actually spiritual. We don't value what is to be valued. So within offenses, there are, you could say, intentionally done offenses. That means, say, for example, I don't like some devotee and that's why I want to pull that devotee down. And that's why I spread some rumors about that devotee. Or even if I tell some truth which is not necessary to be told. So that which is done with a malicious intention, that is a very serious offense. But something which may just be done because of the habitual conditioning that we have, which is not really done with malice, that is not such a serious offense. If we realize it, then we can apologize or we can do something to correct ourselves. And gradually as we become more and more aware, then we can try to avoid committing that offense. But unconscious offenses are not definitely taken as seriously as conscious offenses, or much more than that. The most dangerous are consciously meditated or consciously premeditated actions. They are the most dangerous. If we speak something and someone feels hurt by that, now that is that an offense? No. If that person is hypersensitive and they feel hurt, then quite often it's their problem. But if we know about that they are hypersensitive and still we speak about that, then that is a lack of sensitivity in our part. And that could be some level of offense. But if we are not aware of that at all, and then we speak something and they feel hurt, then that's not really a very serious offense. We come to know about it, we can clarify later. But it's not that the whole concept of offenses is meant to make us paranoid while living in devotee association. No, we should feel at home in devotee association, not home in a taking people granted sense, but home in the sense that we feel comfortable and safe with devotees. So the offenses should not make us feel, the fear of offenses should not make us paranoid. Okay. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Okay.
Yes, fine Krishna Samasya. Hare Bhakti. Yes, Prabhu. Thank you. How are you, Prabhu?
Tomorrow when you sit for chanting, we'll remember you. I just wanted to, these are the two things which if you have not seen, they were published, no?
Yes.
So one was here. For you, just so that you know it. No? One is in this. The title you have used.
Somewhere towards the end.
So But anyway,
अगर नॉइज कुछ मिल रहा है तो ऑटोमेटिक रिमूव करता है, लेता ही नहीं। कई इसलिए कई सारे टूल्स क्या रिकॉर्ड तो करता है लेकिन उसको नॉइज